There's a description in the first canto of Bhagavatam how the devotee can see the Supreme Lord and his energies and maya, etc. Through the performance of bhakti. So if we see Bhagavan, this means he has a form and he has qualities. However, this condition of form and qualities is not material form and qualities. So we call that condition Visuddha Sattva, a non-material condition. We don't refer to Brahman as Visuddha Sattva. But when we have a manifestation of the Sarup Shakti of the Lord with form, qualities, and activities of Bhagavan, then we call that Visuddha Sattva. So just as in the material world we get variety by a combination of material gunas, so in the spiritual world we get variety because of the Sarup Shakti of the Lord. So this condition called the Sarup Sattva has got nothing to do with material sattva. So, the Lord's form is caused by his Sarup Shakti, not Maya Shakti. And his qualities, such as his bliss, are also caused by his Sarup Shakti, not by material energy. So we should never think that form and qualities of the Lord are some illusory imposition on the mind. When we talk about the Sarup Shakti means, Sarup of course means the very form of the Lord. So Sarup Shakti means that Shakti which is inherent and natural to the Lord. Natural. And inherent means it cannot be separated from the Lord. Just like Prabhupada speaks of dharma, that which cannot be taken from the Atma. So it's a Sarup Shakti, or the the very Lord Himself, He manifests His form and His qualities.
で、そのスワスタ、スワルパシャクティの力によって、思考師は自らの性質や姿を表します。
In the material world, we have Maya Shakti, so that Maya Shakti produces matter, and this produces our bodies.
で、物質世界においては、マヤシャクティが物質的な、マテリアルボディ。
And material body is temporary and achit unconscious.
で、物質的な、体を表すわけですが、それらは物質性の、エネルギーによって表されるわけですけど、それは一時的な、
And Maya Shakti produces the gunas, and the gunas produce all different qualities in the material.
で、マヤシャクティが物質、自然をの性質を表すと、その物質、自然の三性質の、が組み合わさって、さまざまな物質的なバラエティを表します。
So we have to understand that the Lord's form and its qualities are completely different from those which arise from Maya Shakti.
ですから私たちというのは、マーヤシャクティが表すさまざまな質や姿と思考集の精神的な姿や性質というものを統一ししてはなりません。
So the second verse of the Bhagavatam indicates that this supreme entity, Bhagavan, has qualities.
で、シュマド・バーガタムの第2編で、思考集の、超越的な質というものを、示しています。
So in other words, the Bhagavatam indicates Bhagavan.
言い換えれば、バーガタムというのは、バーガバンを、について、表している。
So,The Bhagavatam is pointing out that the highest form of spiritual entity is the having qualities and form, etc.
The Bhagavatam is pointing out that the highest form of spiritual entity is the
So we have the words Vedyam Vaso Matravastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam. This is in the second verse. So this means Vastu means the entity, some real thing. It's Vastavam, real entity, not illusory, so it's got a real form. And Vedyam, we can know it. It's an object we can know, it's not some formless thing.
And
it's described as Shivadam Tapatrayamulanam. Shivadam means gives the highest bliss. Tapatrayamulanam, it uproots all miseries.
Shivadam というのは、より高い、喜びと。で、というのは、すべての苦しみという意味です。
So this indicates that the Supreme Lord has a quality of giving bliss and uprooting miseries. Now, we find in the Shruti contradictory statements. Some of the Shrutis say the Lord has no form, such as astulam anatam. So, some sutras say the Lord has no form, he has no form, he is not a small particle, such as a stulam ananu, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. However, other Shrutis, that is Upanishads, say he has form and qualities. So the Mundaka Upanishad describes the Lord as being splendorous or golden. He's pure, he has no parts, he resides in the golden abode. Okay. So, now Shruti will say the Lord has form and the Lord has no form. How do we adjust this? The contrary statements from there. So one explanation is when we say the Lord has no form and no qualities, we mean he has no material form, no material qualities. Or we can explain that the Lord has no form, no qualities. When you practice jnana and you realize the Lord is Brahman, but when you practice bhakti, then you realize the Lord with qualities. So it's this different aspect of the same Lord. So, how is it that Bhagavan can have form and qualities? The explanation is because he has Shakti. So because of these Shaktis, the Lord can manifest his form, qualities, activities. He can also manifest material world, spiritual world, jivas, everything. So these Shaktis are, there's many Shaktis, and they're also achintya, inconceivable. And this is stated in many verses in the Bhagavatam. So, we have Bhagavan, and then he has Shaktis. One of the Shaktis is called the Bahiranga Shakti, another is called the Tatsa Shakti. Another is called Antaranga Shakti. And Antaranga Shakti we can divide up into the Kladini, Samvid, and Sandini.
Antaranga Shakti 3つのシャクティがあって、それが3ビット、サンディン、サンビット、プラディンという3つのシャクティがあります。
So it is through Shakti that we can explain how the Lord manifests everything in the material and spiritual world and also controls everything and is also one with everything and also different from everything.
それらすべてとの思考士は違いがないと同時に、独立しているということがを表すことができます。
So, the Brahma Sutras also explains this, that the Lord produces various things. An example is given, it is like,a desire tree will create many things, or a Chintamani stone creates many things. So that's, of course, a material example. In the same way, the Lord is capable of doing many, many things because of his Achintya Shakti.
So,
Brahma
Sutra,
So because of his, or by his inconceivable Shakti, the Lord manifests in four different ways. That is himself, the Lord, his powers, that is spiritual powers, the Jiva, and Pradhan or Prakriti.
I'm sorry, my connection is not good.
Okay.
With Italian.
So, there's one supreme tattva or vastu. Yeah. One supreme tattva or vastu manifests as Supreme Lord, his powers, the Jiva, and Pradhan. Four forms. Can you hear?
The Supreme Sukoshu is a one of the Jiva.
Yeah, and Prakriti.
Jiva to, so して物質自然の物質自然界を表すことができる。
This is just like the sun. The sun produces light and heat, etc. But the sun is the principal entity.
それも太陽のようであるわけです。太陽はその太陽光のによって光や熱を表すことができるんですけど、その、まあ、原理となっているのが太陽自身で、その元となっているのが太陽であるわけです。それと同じです。
So, the Lord, the possessor of Shakti, called Shaktiman, has Shaktis.And Shaktiman and Shakti are considered to be abheda, non-different, one.
Shaktiman to Shikoshu is called. Shaktiman is Shakti, Shikoshu's power and Shikoshu's difference.
However, we can also distinguish the Lord from his Shaktis.
Shikoshu and Shikoshu's power are similar.
By Achintya Shakti. So in this way, we got oneness, and we also have difference.
そのようにして一体感、一つであると。同時に別であると。
So because of Achintya Shakti, we got lots of differences. Simultaneously, we have oneness. By the Antaranga Shakti or the Sarup Shakti, the Lord manifests His form and also His powers in the spiritual world and Vaikuntha, etc. The Tathasta Shakti manifests the individual jivas in their pure state. Bahiranga Shakti manifests pradhan or prakriti. Same thing. So, the Lord, His Dham, Jivas, and matter, which are manifested through these Shaktis, are one with the Lord, as simultaneously. They're not exactly one. They're not equal. You can't say that mine is equal to the Lord. So they're not different from the Lord. At the same time, they're not exactly equal.
で、その思考中から思考中のシャクティによって、一つの姿や、また物世界やジーバやそのような、はい、ものを表しますけど、そういう多様性を表すと表しますけど、それらはそういう多様性、それぞれ
So the Lord is. So the Lord is everything. He is one with all the Shaktis, material world, spiritual world, Jivas, everything. Simultaneously, He maintains difference. So how we can do this? Achintya Shakti. So he maintains oneness and difference because of this Achintya Shakti. So, we call our philosophy Achintya Bheda Bheda. Achintya Bheda Bheda means oneness and difference because of this Achintya Shakti.So, this philosophy is a little different from other philosophies. If our philosophy is not different from another group, then we're not a different group. We should be that group. If our philosophy is the same Madhva, we'll be called Madhvas. If our philosophy is the same as Ramanuja, will be called Ramanujas. If our philosophy is the same as Shankara, it will be called Shankara philosophy. But we have a distinct philosophy, therefore we're a distinct group. We have Gaudiya Sampradaya.
たちはそのように私たちの、まあ、ですからラマルジャや、まあ、ラマルジャのその哲学、マドルマチャリア、マドルマチャリア、サプラチャリア、サプラチャリア、それぞれの、まあ、その哲学があるので、それぞれがそれぞれの、まあ、グループというのは、哲学に応じて、あるわけです。ですから私たちはその、まあ、ボディア、バイシナという、まあ、一つのグループを形成しているわけです。
So Shankaracharya says there is no Veda, it is Aveda. There's only one entity and there's no differentiation, no qualities, no shaktis, nothing. So this is complete Aveda.
で、シャンカラの哲学はベーダではないと、アベーダ、アベーダではないと、すべては一つであると、違いはないと、そこにはシャッティや多様性、いろんなものが存在しないと。
There's no material world. There's no jiva. There's no form of the Lord. There's no dham of the Lord. Nothing is there.
思考心の姿もなければ思考心の住居も存在しないと。すべてはそんなものは存在しない。
Only one thing exists, Brahman.
で、唯一、他のものすべて幻想である。そして唯一の存在しているものはブラッマンである。
So this is called Aveda or Advaita.
それをアベダまたはアドバイタと。
So the extreme opposite of this very extreme philosophy, the more extreme than that is Buddhist philosophy. There isn't even one entity, there's nothing. So Buddhism, nothing exists. Shankar philosophy, only one entity, Brahman exists.
で、ブッディストは何も存在しない。シャンカラは唯一ブラフマンだけが存在している。
Then, in Vaishnava philosophy, we have one extreme called Dvaita. This is Madhva's philosophy.
で、ラスボネの哲学が、マーカントバーが、こういった、最適的な哲学ですが、
Yes. This means difference. There is no oneness. So the Supreme Lord exists, the Jivas exist, matter exists, spiritual world exists, all different.
で、思考主が存在して、ジーバが存在して、物世界が存在して、精神世界が存在して、それぞれ、独立的なもの。
But the Lord is independent and controls everything else.
Excuse me?
The Lord is independent and controls everything.
でも、思考主がそれらを超越してコントロールする。
So, we have Advaita at one end, we have Dvaita at the other end, Aveda and Veda. So, then we have some philosophies in between these extremes. So we have Ramanuja's philosophy. So he says, also Advaita, oneness, but some differentiation. Vishishta Advaita.
その一つにラマヌジャの説いた バシスタ・アドバイタというのがあります。それはその手では一つであるという哲学ですが、また違った見解です。
This means qualified or specialized oneness.
で、それは特別
Like we have a body. The body is one entity, and then it has nose, ear, eye. These are the special parts of the body. So the same when we have one Lord, and we have material energy, jiva, spiritual, these are like the parts of the Lord. So then the other philosophy we say right in the middle is Achintavedave. There is oneness and there's difference equally. And the explanation how we can have one of that difference is Achinta Shakti, inconceivable energy.
So how we can have oneness and difference simultaneously is because of Achinta Shakti.
So there's a short discussion of the Bahiranga Shakti. Bahiranga Shakti has two divisions, Gunamaya and Jivamaya. The Bahiranga Shakti has two divisions, Gunamaya and Jivamaya.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay. Bahiranga Shakti has... It's making noises. What's that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Maharaj?
Yeah.
Utos.
Oh.
Can you hear?
Yeah, through wireless too far.
Oh.
Especially evening difficult busy for
we're trying to put the plug in the cable in.
Yes, we are trying to connect.
Yeah,
we are trying, Prabhuji. Wait.
The temporary PC. You can connect the computer.
Sure, that's the one.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo.
Can you hear now?
Oh, you know, Uncle, in the line. Clear, clear.
Cable.
More clear, very clear.
Yeah. Can you hear now?
Yeah, very clear.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We just shifted.
Huh. So, Bahiranga Shakti has two parts to it, Gunamaya and Jivamaya.
Bahiranga Shakti, Vaitik Energy, Niwa, Tatu Karanarima, Tatu, Stotsuga, Jiva Shakti to?
No, Jivamaya and Gunamaya.
Gunamaya to Jivamaya.
So, Gunamaya refers to Prakriti.
Mm-hmm.
It is eternal, but it's dependent on the Lord. It is unconscious. Yeah? But because of combination with Paramatma, Prakriti produces the universe. So Bhagavan takes the form of Paramatma when he desires to manifest universes. Paramatma interacts with Prakriti and we get universes. And Jivamaya. Jivamaya refers to Maya, but it is not substance. Prakriti is a substance.
The jiva maya to know jittai substance, no jittai otomonana. Jittai no nani.
So jiva maya refers to, it has four parts to it. Time, karma, propensity for change, and action. These are all parts of jiva maya.
Jiva maya to know jikan, so shite
karma,
henka.
Karma, law, runne.
And
katsudo, action.
Action.
These are things we see in the material world, but they're like some sort of energy or something, but it's hard to define them. They're not substance. So they're intimately related with property, but they're also not property, they're not substance.
プラクリティと非常に密接な関係があるわけですが それらが来るものというのは、でもそれらそのプラプリティとは区別されない。
So this combination of these four things creates material vidya and avidya, knowledge and
ignorance.
Okay. So, concerning the Lord's qualities, like the form of the Lord, the qualities arise from the Srupa Shakti, and they're eternal.
で、思考集には姿があって、そして、性質を、質を伴っていて、で、それらが、思考集のスバルパシャクティによって、表されます。
So, the Lord is, Bhagavan is the main entity. He manifests his qualities and his form, of course, his name and his activities all through Srupa Shakti.
で、思考集はそのスバルパシャクティというものを通じて、思考集の姿や性質など、活動などを表します。
This is completely different from the Mayavad conception.
で、それは、そのマヤバディの哲学的概念とは非常に異なるものです。
The names, forms, qualities, and activities are all Maya, illusion.
で、名前、姿、性質、活動っていうのはすべて幻想である。Yeah.
So if we say the Lord has a form, they will say, oh, that's Maya.
で、彼らは、まあ、そう考えます。そう言います。そして、思考集が
However, that Bhagavata maintains that the name, form, qualities, activities of the Lord are not Maya, they're intrinsic to Bhagavan himself. So in Mayavada philosophy, the only existing thing is Brahman with no qualities, no form, no activities, just awareness. So the Lord creates the material world and enters in the material world. His forms are always eternal, his qualities are always eternal. He's not affected by the material world at all.
で、その意識だけが、認識だけが存在するというのは、まあ、前の説なんですが、一方でその、思考集というのは、物質世界や物質、まあ、世界にさまざまなものを表しますが、思考集はそれらから決して影響を受けません。
You manifest qualities like truth, mercy, tolerance.Beauty and strength, but these are not material, they are spiritual qualities. Because of the Lord's qualities, particular qualities.He can manifest a form which is simultaneously infinite everywhere and also limited.
で、その思考集は、その世界に、完全に自らのそういう質を表す、そういう影響力を無限に表すことができると同時にそれを制限することもできます。
For instance, when he, put Brahma into illusion, he manifested millions of forms of Vishnu's creating universes. And simultaneously,
he showed his form as the cowherd boy Krishna. And though Krishna is the greatest, he also was bound up by Mother Yasoda's ropes. First, of course, he didn't want to be bound up. So Mother Yasoda couldn't bind him up no matter how much ropes you got, because he's infinite. But finally he agreed to be tied up. Even though he is infinite, Mother Yasoda was able to tie him. Yeah, so this means he has a limited form. So the Nrisimhatapini Upanishad expresses how the Lord is inconceivable and conceivable, spiritual, material, fierce and gentle, courageous, cowardly, great and small. He's both simultaneous, everything, contrary.
Which Upanishad?
Nrisimhatapini Upanishad. He's inconceivable, conceivable, spiritual, material, fierce, gentle. Courageous, cowardly.
Courageous,
brave.
Mm-hmm.
Great and small. He's big and he's small. He's all pervading and not all pervading. He's fiery and not fiery.
Fiery.
Fiery, full of fire. Blazing. Raw. Like fire.
Like fire?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
He's everywhere and he's nowhere. It's also stated in Narada Pancharatra that the Lord is like a Vaidurya gem. Vaidurya gem manifests all sorts of colors. You look at it in one direction, it is blue. You look at another direction, it is yellow. Look at another direction, it is red. So Supreme Lord, by his Achintya Shakti, can manifest all sorts of forms. And he can have one form like Krishna, but that form can expand into millions of forms, as he did in Dwarka. He expanded one form into
16,108 palaces.
So all these forms were not simply one form expanding. They were all the same form, but everywhere.
So
But that form was doing different things in each palace simultaneously. So that form is beautiful, and the Lord reveals His form to the devotee. This is expressed in the Mundaka Upanishad, where it says the Lord reveals His form to whomsoever He chooses. The Lord will choose, I will reveal myself, then that person can see the Lord. So if we say the Lord takes birth and He has activities, this means Lord is bound by time. Any activity is defined by having a beginning, a middle, and an end. So if the Lord does activities, He is limited. To answer this problem, it is said that these actions are all eternal. So that means his birth is continually happening somewhere in some universe. So no activity really has an end because it's going on in some universe. Govardhan Hill is lifting somewhere at some time. Next universe. Actions have beginning, middle, and end, so we would think that therefore there's limitation on the Lord's activities. But the activities are eternal, and the forms of the Lord are eternal. So the pastimes like birth and all of those activities are going on somewhere in the spiritual world, simultaneously in some of the material universes. Okay, I think we have to end then, we're over time now. Okay.
はい、あの、アチャイタナが、ドバイタとアドバイタ、その両方調和した、アチンチャベダベダタットバっていう哲学は、なんかこの物質世界でもなんかこう、人とのやり取りの中で、あの、同時で同じで異なるっていう哲学は、あの、同じように原則が働いてるっていうふうに思いました。 So I feel Achintya Veda Veda Tattva and this material world we have association, we are together also different. So this is the mature person if you understand like that same principle.
So like the Lord can be in different universes at the same time.
Yeah.
So this individual soul can also be with the Lord at the same time.
Yeah, the Nityasiddhas and other jivas, the Lord expands them in all the universes also, take part in his activities.
So we can be here somewhere also.
Well, by the Lord's will.
If so, somebody said there's the Lord appear in this material world by his Maya Shakti is I think it's one kind of mind body philosophy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is whose philosophy? That one. Not slightly different from Shankara.
Shankara's is the main philosophy. And so he will say the Lord appears in the world because Brahman becomes covered by Sattva-gun, Maya, and then takes a form.
Sattva-gun form.
Sattva-gun form is Lord's form.
Sattva-gun, but that is Maya.
Maya. Good
Maya.
Part of Maya.
Maya
produces the Lord's form. So it's not spiritual. It's illusory.
あの質問最初はだからあの、主はクリシナがそのこの物質世界に降りるときは彼のマヤシャクティを使って現れるっていうそういった哲学っていうのは誰の哲学かっていう、まあ、一つのあのシャンカラチャーリア の, あの特にマイバディの哲学だと思うんですけれど、でシャンカラチャーリアは何だっけ、主はあのサットバ軍の体を取って、この世界に現れるっていう、ブラマン
ブラマンからサットバ軍を
取って、ブラマンから、
うん
サトバグランを取って現れるっていうふうに、まあ、言ってて、それは、まあまあ、物質的なエネルギーを取って現れるっていう、そういった哲学であると。
他に何かありますか？
バンジですけどよろしいでしょうか？
どうぞ。
あのシュリマル・バーガバッタムの第3卷の26章のところで、あのチットシャクティがあのマーヤですね、あのマーヤにチットシャクティが注がれてマハチャサットバが生じるって書いてるんですけど、まあ、このチットシャクティっていうのは上位エネルギーアンタランガシャクティのことだと思うんですけど、それマーヤにチットシャクティが注がれてそこからあのマハチャサットバが生じて、まあ、そのマハチャサットバからずっとバースデーバサンカルシナプラディムのアンルレウタバーって説明がされてるんですけど、まあ要はバカバックギーターの7章の4節で言われてる8つの物質エネルギーがマハチャサットバから出てくるっていうことが書いてあるんですが、このマーヤにチットシャクティが注がれてそこからマハチャサットバが生じてそこから物質の8つのエネルギーが発生するっていうところがちょっと分かりにくいんですけど、説明していただけたら、特にマーヤからマートタットバが生じるっていうところが分かりにくかったんですけど、説明していただけますでしょうか？
In Bhagavatam third khan, they have the description about the material creation, process of the material creation. First, Chitta Shakti contact, 何でしたっけ？
マーヤ。
マーヤ。Then,
then
Maya, then Maya take form the Mahatattva.
This means the Lord glances.
Excuse me?
The Lord glances over Prakriti and then it turns into Mahatattva. By the will of the Lord alone will Prakriti do anything.
でまあ、種の一別がによってプラクリティが、まあ、生じると。でその種の一別なしにそのプラクリティがその自体何かをすることはできないというと。で何でしたっけ、どこの部分
でマーヤからあのマーヤっていうのはプラクリティのことだと思うんですけど、そのマーヤからマハトタットバが生じるって書いてるんですけども、
from マーヤ、
yeah, Prakriti produces マハタットバ。
first, it's the first manifestation of property, then turns into Ahankara.
そしてアハンカーラ。そうですね。そこで言って。前の方のプラクリティが。こっちから聞こえないんです。こっちからそのプラクリティが現れて、そしてアハンカーラがそこから現れます。
It's the first manifestation of Prakriti after the Lord glances over and injects the jivas. It is sattva, prominently in sattva guna.
You mentioned Svarupa, Svarupa Shakti and Maya Shakti, Krishna and Matanya. And so Maya, Maya has Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. And so,
the Yoga Maya is part of Svarupa Shakti.
Ah, Yoga Maya is Svarupa Shakti.
はい、あのこのドワイターとかアドバイター哲学とかのそれからシャンカラチャーレのブラフマンとか全てがこう、部分的な真理だとこう思うんですけど、それらをこう真理だとして彼らはこう説いたと思うんですけど、それがここ矛盾点があるっていうことに関しては彼らはそこを押し切っちゃったんでしょうか。
They have the each partial tattva, Shankara, Ramanuja, and the white they have the each like a partial the realization or partial tattva. They understood. They complete believe the complete the faith in the, those partial realization. They think this is a tattva.
Yeah, they say they think it's the perfect philosophy, but it's actually incomplete.
まあ彼らはそれが完璧であると思い込んで、でもそれは部分的なものだ。
Yeah, before Ramanuja Advaita philosophy that.And each part is a part of the Krishna. So if jiva is finished, and so although the truth is you know, jiva がいなくなっちゃうと、そうするとjiva依存してるっていうそういうことになっちゃうって前お話ししてたんですけど、そういうことに関して矛盾点がこう当然こうあったと思うんですけど、それでもあのラマヌジャ の, そのアドバイタ哲学っていうのを、まあ、信じているとか、そういう反論に対しては全然 そ, のそれだけ知識のある人が、押し切ってしまってよく分からないんですけど、
Why they advanced Jnani? They must realize and understanding very high intelligence person. Those people even they you know they cannot understanding our philosophy, you know, complete philosophy, you know, how possible?
Maya. Shiva came to bewilder the people of Kali Yuga by presenting Maya philosophy.
じゃあ終わります。ありがとうございました。よろしくお願いします。仕事頑張ってください。夜の。じゃあ終わります。バルマフラーズキー。
じゃあ。